At the Eagle Soar, like she's never soared.
Thank you, John Ashcroft.
From Rocky Coast.
The Christmas Coup Comedy Players now take you to Crawford, Texas, where Vice President Dick Cheney is meeting with President Bush and Condoleezza Rice.
Jesus said it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get to the gates of heaven.
Well, that's very discouraging, Mr. President.
I figured that out. And I figured out what Jesus was talking about there, Dick.
Well, what was Jesus talking about, Mr. President?
Jesus meant you need to get a really huge needle.
Oh.
And a really little camel wouldn't hurt either.
Well, that's a good point.
A really big needle. Giant needle. Comprende, senora?
Si, senore, presidente. Yo comprendo.
Muy bueno. I love your Mexican. You speak it very well.
Thank you.
Is everything set with the war with Iraq there, Dick?
Yeah, well, I spoke to the VFW and the veterans of the Korean conflict. They are solidly behind us.
Good, good. That's really muy bueno.
Yes.
It's a lot of buenos there.
Yes, it is.
However, I think they may be too old to fight.
Oh.
How can they fight a war?
Remember, Mr. President, we're calling it a regime change, not a war.
Oh, thanks for the reminder, Condi. I had to call for a regime change at my local 7-Eleven when they ran out of pretzels. I was trying to figure out the big needle thing with Jesus and the camel, and suddenly, no pretzels.
Well, that's tough.
You know, the pretzel represents a small child with its arms crossed in prayer. Did you know that?
Oh, hallelujah, Mr. President.
Now, who is with us on our plans for a regime change in Iraq, Dick?
England, Mr. President.
Of course, England. We knew that.
Hmm.
Who else is with us besides England there, Dick?
Well, that's it, Mr. President. Just England.
What?
Yeah. That's about it.
I hope you don't mean to tell me that other countries in the world actually oppose our war with Iraq.
Regime change.
I meant regime change, damn it.
So far, only 14 countries oppose our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay, one country with us and 14 countries with the terrorists. That's what you're saying?
Well, 14 countries oppose us, Mr. President.
No, they're either with us, Dick. You listen to me. They're either with us or they're with the terrorists.
I agree.
Okay. Now, do me a favor, Dick.
Yeah.
Take these 14 empty beer cans out of the bag and line them up on the fence over there. See over there?
Yes, certainly, Mr. President.
Top. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where did all the empty beer cans come from, Mr. President?
Well, I did too big a blast. I had to wash it down before I had some kind of pain in my heart. Would you believe it? I'm just joking.
I've lined up the 14 beer cans, Mr. President.
All right, get back over here, Dick.
Okay.
We're going to have some fun. Get over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
My, what a beautiful collection of handguns, Mr. President.
Now take the pearl-handled Beretta, Condi.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, okay, we'll take turns, Condi. You start with the ones on the left. I'll go with the ones on the right. Dick, you start us off with the name of a country and its reason for opposing our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay, Germany, Mr. President, has ruled out German soldiers taking part in any American adventure in Iraq.
Oh, that's great, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Condi, deal with the Germans right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, get rid of them. Yes, Mr. President.
Good shot there. Yeah. Good shot there. Beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, now give me a country, Dick.
Well, Jordan, Mr. President, feels a U.S. strike would be a tremendous mistake.
What's Jordan? What's Jordan?
I don't know.
Is that a country?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What part of the Mideast is it?
Well, it's over.
All right, line it up.
Okay. Russia says they are against military scenarios and urge a search for a political solution.
Good shot, Condi. Next, Dick.
Canada, once proof Saddam plans to attack the West.
Screw him. All right.
Good shot, Mr. President.
All right, keep going, Dick. Keep them coming.
Okay, Japan says...
Who cares about those
slant
out?
They want restraint in dealing with Iraq.
I don't care.
All right,
get rid of them.
Okay.
Get rid of them.
Now, Italy...
Goddamn Italians, too.
Well, they don't see any proof of
they
Iraq.
Don't fight for anybody. They all surrender. All right.
Yemen
says, I don't care about Yemen. Well, give it to me. Get rid of it. Get rid of Yemen.
Australia. Fine. Now, China.
They speak Japanese. I don't care. Shoot them.
Actually, don't. And now, Egypt,
part of Yemen. I don't care, man. I don't care. Eat part of Yemen.
Now, Bahrain has expressed their determination.
What's a Bahrain? What is a Bahrain?
France.
France. I know where that is.
Yes, and they
must be on our side.
They want the UN in on that.
What?
That's what.
Give me a shotgun. All right.
Now hold on. Turkey.
Turkey, kill the goddamn turkeys.
Well, I don't like it either. Okay. And Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
That would shake peace and stability in the region.
All right.
The world.
Get rid of.
Well, that's it. That's all 14 of them. Mr.
We got them all, Mr.
President. Well, we got rid of them. Now it's one on our side. Yeah. And everyone else is on the floor.
Well, you know, this kind of teamwork, you know, bodes well for our plans for world domination.
You got that right, Dick.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, let's go inside and hit the bong. I think the sod has left me a couple of pounds of that Primo hashish.
She's never soared before from Rocky Coast to Golden Shore.
The Christmas Coup Comedy Players is a Pacifica collective, also found at ChristmasCoup.com.